This is episode 990. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being right where you are. Maybe you're getting ready to sit down and meditate, or maybe you are out walking around doing your errands. Maybe you're getting ready to fall asleep. It's all good. We all start somewhere on our meditation journey, and there are lots of ways to slow down. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to share with you an affirmation to help you focus on positive thoughts. And this is part two of our seven-part, week-long series we're exploring this week. And it's all about how to cultivate good habits you need. These are habits and rituals that could make a big difference in your life. And you may have been thinking about doing this for some time. And maybe when the new year came, you thought, oh, this is when I'm really going to do this habit. Well, throughout this week, you're going to explore how you can cultivate habits by doing something that you might not think would be very effective, but actually there's a lot of research to show that it is very effective when you want to cultivate a habit in your life or you have a goal you want to reach. If you don't focus on it so much, and what I mean by that is if you don't totally rearrange your life around a habit or goal when you initially get started, and you'll be exploring different ways to take this approach into your own life as you work on cultivating good habits and rituals this week. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you a technique using an affirmation that you can take into your own meditation today. You can also do this when you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, as you're walking around throughout the day. This is an affirmation that's going to help you switch to more positive ways of thinking. So research shows that more than 90% of the thoughts most people think each day are negative. And over 80% of those thoughts are repetitive. So with statistics like that, it seems like many of us may be walking around repeating negative thoughts each day. And you may be raising your hand saying, yes, that's me. That's what I do. Well, I do that too. I catch myself doing that too. So today's affirmation is going to help you to break that cycle. And I want to share with you, before I share the technique with you, I want to let you know a little bit about what I mentioned to you at the beginning of the episode, because you may have been thinking, wait, that part that you said about we don't really have to rearrange our life when we create a new goal, you might be wanting a little bit more about that. Well, I have some research for you over on my website at sipandom.com. Just look for this week's series on good habits. And I leave a link to an article. And it's a great blog post, actually, that shares a lot of insightful information on how to create good habits. In fact, the article is called How to Build Good Habits. And it's at sparringmind.com/goodhabits. I love that name, the sparring mind. So sparringmind.com, good habits, is where you can find this article. And it talks about that there are a lot of misconceptions on building habits. And one of the big myths is that it only takes 21 days for a habit to form. Well, many people take that and think, oh, well, I better just get to work. I'm going to do this and this, and here's how I'll structure this, and really can create a huge grid on how to go about this new habit or ritual. But what happens is that is not always the most intrinsic way to go about truly absorbing heart and soul a ritual or habit you want to acquire. And the best way, through research they show in this blog post on creating good habits, the best way to intrinsically, naturally acquire a habit is by just thinking about the big dream, the big picture, what you want, thinking about it in all its glory, and then just taking a little bit of effort to begin this process. Because this allows you to naturally transition from a state where you weren't doing this habit to where you gradually incorporate it into your life. And that's completely how I like to share meditation, where you just start by maybe sipping some tea, sitting down for a few minutes and thinking, oh, this is pretty nice. And then you might sit a little longer and do a breathing technique or just notice your breath. And then you get used to that and it starts to feel pretty good and you become used to doing it. It becomes natural. And then you just add more. You layer it and layer it. Pretty soon you might join a meditation class. You might go onto YouTube and look at meditation videos. You might be right here on this podcast listening in to techniques that you could do throughout your day, whether you're meditating or whether you are right in the most stressful part of your day. You can still do the techniques I share with you. And by the way, if you'd like a full guided meditation, you can find that at my website at sipinom.com. You can join 2 weeks free, a subscription membership site, and you're guided in daily 30-minute meditations. So just know that that's there for you if you're new to meditation and you just want to go a little deeper. The techniques I share with you on the podcast are here for you to try. Whether you meditate or not, you can do them in your own meditation or as you go about your day. But a full guided experience is pretty nice, so I do offer that as well. Well, for your habit ritual this week, I want to show you how you could use this concept I've been sharing with you in your life. So if you think about your big goal, what you really want to achieve, say you want to run a marathon. That's what you really want to do. You've always wanted to do this and you just want to start. But you're not really sure how it all goes together, but you just want to get started. And so if you simply put your running shoes and clothing that you're going to run in right next to your bed. So maybe you're going to run in the morning. So you don't even have to get out of bed to put it on. You could just literally grab it, pull it on, and you're ready to go out the door and run. And then what you do is you give yourself a lot of credit for doing that. You don't think, oh, I'm going to put a diagram around my neighborhood and practice running this far and that far. Don't do that quite yet. Ease into this. So then after you get your running gear all ready to go, you might think, okay, well, now I'll go out and run. So you have it ready right near you. You wake up in the next morning and you put it on and you might go out and just run and kind of see how you feel, see where you're at, and not really even set any goals for how far you'll run, just kind of see how you're doing. And then that's it. And just notice how you're doing. And then you might go out the next day and see how you're doing again. And then you might start to think, I'd like to kind of think about how far I want to run today and each day. And then you start to break it down. But when you grasp all these moving pieces all at once sometimes, then it's almost as if you feel defeated before you even begin, because it seems like you have to do so much. And sometimes you'll push through and do it, but it doesn't really feel right. You're not really ready to start this process of suddenly running a marathon. So just go easy on yourself, whatever it is you're trying to achieve. Maybe you're wanting to eat better. Maybe the first thing you do is go, well, let's Google eating better, see what I come up with, and look through some articles. That's enough. Maybe you'll find a few online recipes or go through a magazine at the store and just look at recipes. And then the next time you go to the store, think, you know, I'd like to try that. So I think I'll buy the ingredients for that. Just ease it into your life. That way it becomes enticing and it becomes real authentic and genuine to where you are in your life. So honor yourself through this process. Now think about this habit or ritual you want to acquire. And I want to share an affirmation to help you with your mindset as you focus on new habits this week. And the affirmation is, I embrace the day. I embrace the day. Sit down now. Bring this affirmation into your meditation. Repeat it out loud a few times, engaging your full energy, your full focus and voice, the power of your voice. And then repeat the affirmation a few times in your natural speaking voice. And then whisper this affirmation. And then mentally repeat the affirmation. Do this now as you sit down to meditate. Do it as you wake up in the morning to start your day. Before you go to bed at night, you could say, I embrace this evening. So begin your day, I embrace this day. And you could end your day, I embrace this evening. So when you say, I embrace this day, that means that you're being open to whatever comes your way. Whatever may happen, you're open to it. You're ready for it. And you're able to transition with whatever happens. So do this meditation now. Think about the habits and goals you want to acquire. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation every day on the podcast, customized around a weekly theme. And you can find more meditations that are guided, as I mentioned, at my website at Sip and Om. So go now and repeat the affirmation, I embrace the day.